Thanksgiving Eve it is here on the Bill and Wendy Show. I'm Frank Fontana. Dr. John Duffy's joining us. Filling in for the dynamic duo as they get on their holiday thing.
And happy birthday to Bill Leff, if that's a
reality.
That's
what I heard. I don't know if anyone can confirm that, but if it is, happy birthday.
It's confirmed.
It is.
Yes, it is his birthday.
Happy birthday, Bill. You're a swell lad. Hey, speaking of Thanksgiving, we want to give stuff away right now because it's Thanksgiving and we want to feel like giving stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What should we do, John? Should we do a gift certificate for Tree Time or a gift certificate for Builder Supply Outlet or Lou Malnati's?
Oh, it all sounds so good. Tree Time seems timely.
It is
timely. I feel like people are working on that right now in the next couple of days, putting that together. What
do you think? Well, let's do this. The 720th caller... No, I'm kidding. The seventh caller to call in will get themselves a certificate for a desktop pre-lit sports-themed artificial tree from Tree Time Christmas Creations on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington, featuring the most ginormous selection of artificial Christmas trees and unique decorations anywhere. Go check them out at treetime.com. All right, John, we're switching gears here. In a second, Barbie Adler is going to be joining us to discuss dating through the holidays. What are some tips and tricks people can use? And she should be walking in as we speak. Hey, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hop on one of these mics over here. How about this one right here? Good to see you.
So good to see you. It's been a while.
It has been a while. You look great. Why don't you belly up to that mic over there? So this is the time of the year I heard you get really busy, Barb.
Hi, it's so good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Welcome, Barbie.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Do you get your does your numbers tick this time of year? You get a lot more response. I know you're busy year round, but
you know, I have to say I'm blessed. Selective Search, we're busy year round.
Yeah.
But this is such a wonderful, romantic time of year to fall in love. So we are here for all.
We hear, because we had a visitor earlier, that works with you, that this time of year you get a little bit busier, and it's not so much I want to find marriage versus finding love. What's the difference in that whole scenario?
Well, clients that come to us are really interested in a meaningful relationship. It doesn't have to mean running down the aisle and getting married, but look, let's face it, life is better when shared and you have someone to enjoy it with.
Sure.
So our clients are marriage-minded, not mattress-minded, but it could be somewhere in between where you're just looking to meet someone quality.
Wait, hold on. Did you say marriage, not mattress-minded?
Marriage-minded, not mattress-minded. So people that are wanting to meet someone special, so they've already gotten out of their system to just date randomly, realizing, you know what, I'm a strategic person, this isn't working, I actually want to try something where they come to the experts. Just like anything that's important in your life, you enlist an expert. So that's why our clients come to Selective Search that are commitment-minded individuals.
Male and female.
Male and female. They have no problem meeting someone, but they're busy or they don't have access to the right type of person. So they come to us, and we're all executive search. My background is executive search. So it's the art and science of matchmaking with the proven methodology of executive search and the intuition of matchmaking, too, which helps. And our success rate is 87%. So we're good at what we do. So it's really rewarding.
Now, can you walk through a busy room? And in your mind, because I do this for design, I could walk into a room and like I could see the finished result of a makeover. Can you see the pairing in a room to say, like after a couple conversations with people, like, oh, that person would be great with that person?
In one conversation.
In one conversation?
Yeah. Ooh. You know, and don't you get like chills? Like it's so rewarding. And that's how you know you're doing what you're put on this planet to do. This is like my life's work. I geek out on helping people find love. There's no... to me, this is something that stirs my soul, and I love doing, and it's one thing I'm good at doing. So I'm going to keep doing it till I can't see or hear.
I'm always fascinated with this idea of matchmaking because I think what brings people together is not necessarily what we think brings people together. Like, it's not like I like boating, you like boating, maybe something can happen here. When you walk into that room and you know you can make that match, what are the factors, without giving all trade secrets away, what are the factors that you're looking for where you're like, okay, I think these two people, there's a shot here that these two people can find a loving relationship and connection.
So, I mean, half the battle is making sure you're on the same life page, right? So do you want to have kids? Do you not want to have kids? Are you an active person or a day person? What's important to you? Kind of the value systems to make sure it's compatible. In a woman's mind, half the battle is where are the guys that are actually commitment-minded that actually want to be in your relationship? In a man's mind, it's like, where can I find someone that's beautiful and has brains and is, you know, and emotionally available and everything? And it's partner material. So
right.
Our clients, like, we say that we specialize in finding someone, a partner, not a passenger. And that's why people come to us, because they might say, I went out with this person and she's pretty. I went out with this person and she's smart. I want to find someone that is everything. So I think, to your point, it's not just leading by passions or interests,
right,
but it's just more about, a lot of times people get in the way of their own selves, and they self-sabotage because they don't believe that they're good enough, or they lead with their fears and anxieties versus leading from love and knowing that they, owning it, right? Like having that pep in your step that you are enough and that being confident in what you bring to the table.
Now you are talking my language. So this idea of not being good enough, do you have to do a little work up front to get people past
that thought? A little psychology,
right?
Yeah. You know, I will say, I am so proud of the quality and caliber of our clients, but we all need help, because especially people that are highly successful, they have no one in their lives they can actually be real and raw to.
Mm-hmm.
You could be successful in your career, have everything wonderful, have great friends, great family, great career, and that yet be really lonely because you haven't found that someone special. So what we love, what we do at Selective Search, is someone that comes to us and they can get really real and say, this is who I am, this is what my life's all about, and this is what I'm thinking, I'm looking for, but help guide me. So the people that allow us to partner and that we can say, okay, this is what we think, and to help guide them. But yeah, I think psychology is important. Also, that feedback. I mean, we can deliver exactly what they say they're looking for, similar to what you do for a living in design. But then it's like, how does that work in real life? How is that going to play? So you want someone younger, but how is that going to work in terms of, she might be still having a career and you're ready to play and travel worldwide. So let's talk about how we can get the best to make this work in real life.
Yeah. So in essence, kicking the tires enough before you buy the car.
Because I get people buy the car depending on what page they're on. I mean, some of my favorite success stories are people that come in, we meet them, fix them up first introduction, and boom, they're happy in love and engaged same year. I mean, we just had a whole bunch of happy couples in love that just got married come to our offices, and that's so rewarding. I mean, to me, that's
what percentages of your clients actually go on to marriage?
So 87% is our overall success rate, and it's up to our clients to decide how they determine success. It could be commitment-minded relationship, it could be living together, it could be marriage, or people that that don't want to get married again. It's just their life partnership. It doesn't have to be a legal document.
So we're going to take a quick break here. We're talking to Barbie Adler, the CEO and founder of Selective Search. I have some questions for you, some hard-hitting questions when we come back.
Bring it.
I was listening to this podcast, Lewis Howes. I don't know if you know who he is.
Yeah.
And he had this divorce expert on, the lawyer. And he had some really interesting angles on marriage, being a divorce lawyer, bringing that to the table. So we'll get into that as soon as we come back. Welcome back to the Bill and Wendy Show here on WGN Radio 720, Thanksgiving Eve. We're talking about ringing in the holidays with that special someone that you may or may not have right now. But if you don't have somebody, the president and founder of Selective Search, Barbie Adler, is here to give us some tips and pointers through the holiday season. Now, before the break, we left off talking about this podcast. Lewis Howes, great guy, author of
The Mask of Masculinity.
Yeah.
Wow, that's not easy.
That's a mouthful.
To say. Right.
That is a mouthful.
Right.
And he had a guest on his podcast, very popular podcast, by the way. Go check it out. I highly recommend it. And this lawyer, divorce lawyer / author, wrote a book from the perspective of being the divorce lawyer of what not to do in marriage. To have marriage win. And one of his points he brought up, which I thought was fascinating, is do we, as potential husband and wife, kick the tires enough before we buy the car? And he uses the auto reference loosely. And, you know, he's like, you know, when you go buy a car, you lift the engine, you check in the hood, you turn the radio on, you're doing all these things. But when it comes to marriage, we get emotionally involved and use love first and blindly go into these marriages to only wake up maybe 5, 6, 7 years later to say, shoot, I might have bought a lemon. You know, or, and I'm using the auto references here, but you get kind of get what I'm talking about.
Well, it's interesting because everyone that works at Selective Search has a similar perspective of divorce attorneys, because we sit and hear people's most intimate thoughts about their marriages and what was successful and what failed. So I feel like I'm constantly learning. That's why I'm the best wife ever, because I constantly feel like I'm learning from my clients' failures of how to be amazing. But I think what you're saying is fair, but what I would say when you enlist an expert in Selective Search.
Well, that's exactly what you guys kicking the tires.
Screen. We're kicking the tires before you're even introduced to make sure that you guys are on the same page and compatible on all the different levels. So there is more. That's the reason why our success rate is so high to do that. But I do agree that love isn't enough. You have to make sure that you're also talking and communicating. It might not be married to a lemon. It might be that you guys just stopped investing in each other and you stopped talking and talking what's important to you. And I think like anything, everything living has to be watered, whether it's plants, relationships, platonic, professional, romantic. You have to do things out of love and compromise. Anything that's worth anything, you have to put effort into it. No pain, no gain. And that's with marriage too, which can be really rewarding. But if you stop working on it, it's gonna die.
Well, and there's natural things, John, as you know, that almost force that to happen, which is children, careers,
sure,
all these things that get stressors, in the way, right. You know, that whether you consciously, I'm sure you deal with this all the time, John.
Absolutely. No, and I to Barbie's point, I think that it's really important to think not just in this kind of short-term, like, honeymoon phase, but this long-term. And it sounds like that's part of the algorithm in your mind of, like, are you going to tend to this? Are you going to nurture this relationship and tend to the communication and not under-communicate about each other and your affection for one another,
and
at the very least?
Correct. And it's not just what someone did for you today. It's what did you do for that person today? Because if you're thinking about your mate and that person's thinking of you, then you're both kind of watering each other, and that is the nurturing that you need to have it sustained. But when clients come to us, they go over what didn't work, their failures, their romantic past, and then we can understand more about what they need. Because if you think about it, a lot of people that are now divorced or unfortunately widowed, they were younger when they made the decision to get married, and so their decision to get married was ruled by society pressure. All their friends got married, and it was just time. Mm-hmm. They were the last man standing, and they just went for it. But when you're older, you don't have that excuse anymore because you know yourself more now than ever, but that could be a great thing. So we applaud people that are selectively single, and now it's just about finding and knowing yourself. And we'll help guide you to find the right person based on what you like and what you know doesn't work.
So we'd love to pick your professional matchmaking brain here on, you know, conversations around the holidays. One of the typical, and Ashley would tell you, she gets this as a 21-year-old single gal. Ashley, why don't you kind of, we'll use you as a case study. What happens at your dinner table on Thanksgiving?
I get bombarded with questions about, like, who am I seeing? What am I doing? Do I have a boyfriend? Is there a boyfriend? I'm just like, no.
What do you suggest, Barbie, when that scenario pops up? And, you know, it's not that people aren't looking for love, but they don't want to be pressured into it. And, you know, what are some tips you can give around the holiday season, you know, around dating, around bringing a new, you know, partner to a table that they've never been for, the parents' house for the first time?
Sure. I mean, I think this is a really hard time for people to be single, and everyone's dreading that family dinner where everyone's just going to interrogate them about their love lives.
Right.
Part of the equation you have to realize is they're just trying to catch up with you and ask questions. And when someone's married, they just almost want to live vicariously for people that aren't. But when you're single, it seems like a lot of pressure, and it's the most depressing question to be asked. So you have to come up with kind of your elevator speech of what you're going to say, knowing that Aunt Sally is going to ask you that.
What do you say, Ashley?
I always just say that I'm like focusing on my career. Because then they're like, oh, well, what do you do in your career? And then I have actual things that I can say, like, oh, I'm working at WGN, or like, I'm doing something in my school, and like that I can talk about, instead of them constantly trying to set me up with their coworkers or family friends that they have. I'm like, yeah. Well,
Uncle Larry had a good idea. He's like, you know, just say that you're dating a guy, Butch, who's in prison.
Yeah, right.
And you're waiting for him to get out.
See, I look at your response as a missed opportunity, because you have friends and family that care about you. So I would start by saying, things are great, and be authentic and say, I'm really happy. I'm dating, but no one's special. But if you have someone that you think is worthy of me in kind of a fun, cheeky way, I'm all for it. Or just say, I'm dating, but I have enough self-worth. I know what I'm looking for. So something that could be used, leverage, whether it's humor or just self-confidence, to say something and then stop talking. Don't ramble, and then say, pass the gravy.
Yeah, right.
And how about you? And then bring it back to them. How are things with you, with your smile on your face?
That's interesting. I just read this article about the women today having the power to say no, and that being enough. Right. You don't need to say anything more than just no. Like, and not follow it up with the explanation.
And it's not a negative thing to be single. It's not an ugly word. It's a choice.
Right.
And we don't have to be with someone just to be someone. You want to be with someone to be additive to your life. And that's the best part of why I love what I do, is at Selective Search, it's helping people find love. But in the meantime, you're learning more about yourself, what you want, what you don't want. And especially at your age, Ashley, it's like, just embrace being single, because it's not going to last forever. So, I don't know, just enjoy it.
John?
So I've got this quick, kind of selfish question. There's a gentleman that I work with here in the evening sometimes here at WGN. His name is Paul Farivar. He's a very good friend of mine. I'm crazy about him. He's in his 40s. He is single. And he claims, I want to be this lone wolf. I like dating around. I am not looking for that lifelong connection.
He's a nomad.
He's a nomad. I don't buy it.
I call baloney.
Good. Okay. Let's hear it. Yeah. So Barbie, tell me why you call baloney, and I'm going to record this and play it for Paul.
Well, when you talk about the man behind the mask, I think everyone's walking around and at the end of the day wants to find someone, but everyone's protective of their heart. And if you've been hurt so many times, you build up a wall. And so either he's doesn't want to be vulnerable enough to say, I would love to find someone who's never experienced love, or he's not comfortable being loved or having love in his life.
Yeah.
And he's just not man enough to say it. So he should come to Selective Search, and we can make a bet that we'll find him someone special.
I think you may have a new client on your hands.
I would love that. And then he can follow up with the woman he's dating and show that he's happier.
Barb, you're right.
How do people get a hold of you, and where, if they wanted to check out Selective Search?
So we're on selectivesearch.com is our website, and that would be the best way to do it. We have a phone number if you...
Sure.
Okay, so it's 866-592-1200.
Awesome.
And Selective Search, we're in the city.
And I've known Barbie for a year, like over a decade.
Yeah.
She is one of the tried and true in this industry that has the most respect, the most success. And if you are in the market, I'm giving my personal endorsement to check out Selective. It's one of the best.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good Thanksgiving, by the way.
Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Thanks for being here.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up.